Good evening. We're going to start in about 30 seconds. Just give you a chance to settle in. Just 30 seconds.
Well, that was quick.
Yeah, stick around for the commission meeting. You won't find that I'm treated so respectfully then. So I'm Charles Lacey, mayor of Winter Springs, and about to begin my third term as mayor. I appreciate everyone coming out to this special ceremony that I think Winter Springs does better than just about any of the other cities we have around here, trying to bring the community in to be part of the beginning of a new commission that's going to be seated here right in front of you. And then we'll have our first meeting beginning somewhere around 5:15 this afternoon, or after the party ends from everyone here. We're going to finish with a cake out in the lobby, invite at the end of the ceremony for everyone to come join us there. So with that, it's my pleasure to welcome you, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Winter Springs Commission, whom you're going to meet here in just a few moments, and on behalf of the city staff led by City Manager Kevin Smith. With that, I'd like to ask Father Blewett to come forward for the invocation.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, you're a gentle and loving and a caring God. On this Thanksgiving week, we come before you with grateful hearts, thankful for so much as a nation, as a community, as a state, and above all, as the city of Winter Springs, where we are so blessed and so fortunate to live and work and be part of. We ask, Lord, your special blessings this day and in the weeks and months and years ahead, and those who will be commissioned, and all those who will lead our city, and those who have been leading our city, that they will continue to be guided by your spirit, a spirit of gentleness and kindness and patience. Care for each other as we journey through this life, which is also full of problems. So ask, Lord, that you watch over us, that you keep us healthy and safe and well, this day and always. And we make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you so much, Father Blewett. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand for the presentation of the colors by the Winter Springs High School ROTC. Now we have a special for leading the Pledge of Allegiance. Nathan Hale and Kaylee Hale, who are the children of Commissioner-elect Tiana Hale, and they're also going to be with Kaylee's fellow dancers from the Integrity Dance Center in the Town Center. Ask them to come forward and lead us in the pledge. Thank you. And standing here is Miss Christina Fisk from Winter Springs High School to lead us in the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you, Ms. Fisk. I'd like to introduce members of our Winter Springs City Commission who are with us tonight. In the back, I see Commissioner Gene Hovey from seat one. And in the second row here, Deputy Mayor Jeff Kendrick. And let's see, I think that's all we have from the present commission. You're going to meet, Commissioner Kevin Cannon. I had you lumped in the newly commissioners. Commissioner Kevin Cannon, my apologies, sir. Trying to remember all the other officials from Seminole County who are here, so I may miss, but I see Seminole County board member Tina Calderon, public school board member, and next to her, school board member Karen Allman. Representing the sheriff, Chief Mark Conway. And who am I? I should mention we do have Judge Melanie Chase, who's going to be part of our swearing-in ceremonies coming up in just a moment, but in her own right, she deserves recognition. And former judge, Tom Freeman, longtime resident of Winter Springs. Nice to see you come back to visit us, Judge Freeman. Thank you. And, tax collector, I'm sorry, Joel, I didn't see you come in earlier. Joel Greenberg, tax collector for Seminole County. Okay, who have I forgotten now? Okay, thank you very much. And the charter officers for the city are the city manager, Kevin Smith. Our city attorney, Anthony Garganese, is not here, but representing his firm is Bill Reichman. Okay. And our clerk, Andrea Lorenzo Luases, who Andrea and her staff are responsible for putting this all together, and usually these things come off without a hitch, except for my stumbles, because of the good work that Andrea does. Thank you, Andrea, so much. Now, and working for Kevin Smith are the department directors, who I think are all represented here. It's going to be a bit of a challenge for me to spot them and remember them. But Brian Fields, Community Development Director. Chris Caldwell, Parks and Recreation. I'm looking for faces. Lena Rivera, Public Works. Sean Boyle, our Finance Director. And who have I forgotten, Kevin? Where is he? There's the Chief of Police, Kevin Brunel. Okay, now to the main event of the day. This is the oaths of office for the four people who just came through this election. Two of us are going into a succeeding term, in my case my third, in Commissioner Cannon's case his second, and then after he and I take our oaths, we will welcome the new commissioners who were just elected this past term for 2 and 4 year terms respectively. So at this point, I'm going to ask Judge Chase to come forward and lead me in my oath of office.
I'm going to follow you. So.
Okay. I'm going to make sure everyone can see you. You'd raise your right hand to be sworn, please. You repeat after me. I, Charles Lacey, do solemnly swear.
I, Charles Lacey, do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States of America and the State of Florida.
The Constitution of the United States of America and the State of Florida.
And the Charter and Ordinances of the City of Winter Springs.
And the Charter and Ordinances of the City of Winter Springs.
And that I am entitled to hold office in the City of Winter Springs, Florida.
And I am entitled to hold office in the City of Winter Springs, Florida.
And that I will faithfully perform all of the duties.
And that I will faithfully perform all of the duties.
Of the office of mayor of the City of Winter Springs.
Of the office of mayor of the City of Winter Springs.
To the best of my ability, so help me God.
To the best of my ability, so help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And just to keep track in the order, we're going to do District 2, which is Kevin Cannon, then District 3, Dr. Johnson, and District 4, Mrs. Hale. So, and Melanie, Judge Chase, is going to do the two more. So, Commissioner Cannon, if you'd come forward, please.
And repeat after me. I, Kevin Cannon, do solemnly swear.
I, Kevin Cannon, do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States of America and the State of Florida.
The Constitution of the United States of America and the State of Florida.
And the Charter and Ordinances of the City of Winter Springs.
And the Charter and Ordinances of the City of Winter Springs.
And that I am entitled to hold office in the City of Winter Springs, Florida.
And that I am entitled to hold office in the City of Winter Springs, Florida.
And that I will faithfully perform all of the duties.
And that I will faithfully perform all of the duties.
Of the office of commissioner of the City of Winter Springs.
Of the office of commissioner of the City of Winter Springs.
To the best of my ability, so help me God.
To the best of my ability, so help me God.
Congratulations.
Remarks are going to be very brief. We have a lot of work that we need to get done, and we have a lot of people here. I really like this developing trend of filling this beautiful, you know, commission chambers with children and families out in the back. So hopefully this will be a trend that will continue. And please don't be strangers. Come back and see us and tell us how we're doing, what we can do better, what we're doing well, but please tell us what we can do better in your city.
And for seat three, Dr. Ted Johnson.
Thank you. Can I get you to hold the Bible? And if you'll place your left hand on the Bible, raise your right hand, and repeat after me.
Oh. I'm so used to taking the mic.
I, Ted Johnson, do solemnly swear.
I, Ted Johnson, do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States of America and of the State of Florida.
The Constitution of the United States of America and the State of Florida.
And the charter and ordinances of the city of Winter Springs.
And the charter and ordinances of the city of Winter Springs.
And that I am entitled to hold office in the city of Winter Springs, Florida.
And I am entitled to hold office in the city of Winter Springs, Florida.
And that I will faithfully perform all of the duties.
And that I will faithfully perform all of the duties.
Of the office of commissioner of the city of Winter Springs.
The office of commissioner of the city of Winter Springs.
To the best of my ability, so help me God.
To the best of my ability, so help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. All right.
I just want to thank everybody who has been so supportive over the past several months as we have been out day in and day out working on the campaign and so forth, and I am very glad that that is behind us now, and I'm very much looking forward to working with all of the city staff and my fellow commissioners and the mayor as we move forward as a city. Thank you so much.
Thank you and congratulations. Tiana Hale.
Would you introduce Mrs. Lehman and just explain who she is?
This is Heather Lehman. I'm having her swear me in today. She's also a military wife that is also a caregiver of her husband who was injured in Iraq, and she holds a very, very dear spot in my life.
Tiana Hale, do solemnly swear.
I, Tiana Hale, do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States of America and the State of Florida.
The Constitution of the United States of America and the State of Florida.
And the Charter and Ordinances of the City of Winter Springs.
The Charter and Ordinances of the City of Winter Springs.
And that I am entitled to hold office in the City of Winter Springs, Florida.
I am entitled to hold office in the City of Winter Springs, Florida.
And that I will faithfully perform all of the duties of the Office of Commissioner of the City of Winter Springs.
Hold up. Where are we at? And I will... Oh, sorry. And that I will faithfully perform all the duties of the Office of Commissioner of the City of Winter Springs to the best of my ability, so help me God. It is so exciting to see everyone show up tonight for our amazing city of Winter Springs. I am truly humbled by this show of love and support to every single one of y'all that's been here, that's been by our side, that's either worked on the campaign or just prayed for us and thought about us and kept me going on the hard days. And I'm just really, really excited about the future of our city. I think that we're going to be an amazing force. We're just going to work together, and our future is very, very bright, and I'm excited to see everyone here, and I hope that we can continue just to have everyone out here to our commission meetings and being really integrated part of Winter Springs. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let me ask for one more round of applause for Commissioner Cannon, Commissioner Hale, and Commissioner Johnson. And before the applause stops, Father Blewett, would you come forward and give us a benediction, please?
You're asking a lot. Thank you, sir. But the good Lord is very generous, and not just on Thanksgiving Day, but on Thanksgiving week, but every day. And so we need to keep him
Keep him in the palm of our hands as we journey through life. Heavenly Father, we know that you love us, that you care for us, that we are all your children, no matter who we are or where we come from or whatever. You love all of us, and we ask that this city commission be blessed by you so they can continue to do your work, not our work, but your work, so that this community gets built up to be a place of hospitality, a place of friendship, a place where we are all known as your friends and God's people. So, Lord, bless them. Keep them healthy and safe and well this day and always. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Father. So there are refreshments outside. I'd ask that if we could let the commissioners work their way out there so they can greet everyone coming out. Give them a moment to get to the head of the line, and then we'll dismiss in random chaotic fashion. Okay, everyone, please work your way out there. And in a half hour, we'll actually have a commission meeting.